Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness, the science of living longer, feeling better, and becoming the most optimized version of yourself. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Thank you for joining us today. We put out one episode a week every Saturday, so make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode, and make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on YouTube and Instagram. Last week, we talked about epigenetics, your genes, and your behaviors, and how those all relate to each other. So if you want to learn more about how to change your behaviors so that you can make sure that your DNA and your genes are working optimally, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about those bad habits that are just leading to more aging. So we're not trying to do some doom and gloom here, but just real talk backed by science. A few tactical upgrades you can start today, because aging well isn't about luck, it's about a strategy. So when it comes to shifting your mindset, aging just isn't about wrinkles or gray hair, it's about cellular health, hormonal balance, cognitive sharpness, mobility and strength, and emotional resilience. And I think you're going to jump into some other topics as well.
Yep. So obviously we need to make sure that we focus on those basics of prioritizing our daily physical activity and healthy diet. So with that, we need to stop with the inactivity. So if you find yourself like getting home from work and you just want to sit on the couch and watch TV, and that's your habit, we need to like rewrite our habit from when we get home to being more active. So stop with inactivity, which obviously is the lack of that regular exercise, because that does accelerate aging.
When it comes to activity as well, also very important that you kind of make sure that you're moving those tight hips, those stiff shoulders. You want to make sure you're not having poor posture, because those things are going to age you. So mobility is longevity. So it's important that you stretch daily. I know you like to use that foam roller at home. Mm-hmm. We do yoga. We actually just did a yoga class this morning, and just any kind of stretching or drills like that that you can do. But also in relation to moving as well is your strength training.
Yeah.
Muscle mass naturally declines with age, so skipping resistance training, you're inviting that frailty to come along, insulin's resistance, and slower metabolism. So make sure that you're also lifting heavy safely. Aim for about 2 to 3 sessions per week, focusing on compound movements, squats, deadlifts, push-ups, and your mitochondria will thank you.
Yes, and that's part of like our daily morning routine, is finding movement right away in the morning. I will say I'm right there with you guys. I struggle. I'm not like, I am a morning person, but I'm not an exercise morning person. So when it, like, especially when I have to work, I am an exercise morning person when I can like slowly wake up and have my cup of coffee and then go to the gym. But if it's like, we're going to read, we're going to meditate, we're going to do an ab workout, I'm like, oh, why? Like it takes me longer to like get into it. But I know even just doing that 5 minutes or 10 minutes in the morning that I normally do, it does help to set my mood in the right direction. And the benefit of that is that it's helping me to not age as fast. So with daily exercise, we are preserving our protective cap on our chromosomes, which slows our biological aging at a cellular level. So it keeps our cells younger. Same with after work. Like, say you can't fit in that 10 minutes in the morning after work, working out. Like, I'm tired from my day. So it is a little bit harder for me to be like, yeah, let's go to the gym. Yay. But then once I get there and start working out, within the first 10, 15 minutes, my mind truly does change to like, okay, let's do this. I got this. And I feel better afterwards. So it does take time. But again, doing it, even trying it for 10, 15 minutes, and then you'll notice that like, oh, yeah, this isn't as bad as what I was going into it believing. Another thing to stop doing And this one kind of surprised me because I'm like, people still do this? But I guess they do. So smoking, it wasn't like a really large percent. I know in America, at least, I feel like a lot of our public spaces do not allow us to smoke anymore. So that's really nice. When we were traveling, I was like, whoa, you can smoke in this restaurant? Like, what's going on?
Europe's a little different, yeah. Especially Copenhagen, Denmark. They love their cigarettes and early morning beer there.
But with smoking, there is damage being done to our cells. It obviously weakens our immune system and increases that risk of lung cancer, heart disease, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's a really big one. But it does increase those risk factors for those different diseases. So stop smoking. It also is aging you. And then number three, or another thing that we should stop doing, is junk food. And it's actually kind of equal to our poor sleep. And I know we just talked about that in our previous episode of how
we keep preaching sleep.
Yeah.
It's so important.
Exactly. Like our previous episode, we were saying how sleep is tied to that genetic and how we can rewire our genetics or have different genes that are better from sleeping because it needs that sleep. Our bodies need that sleep. So same with this, like aging is going to speed up once we get poor sleep. So if you consistently are finding that you're getting poor sleep, reach out to a doctor and find out like what's going on, why, because you're aging yourself more by not getting consistently good sleep. So junk food, we're talking about those hot dogs, chips, soda, those ultra-processed foods.
Yeah, when it comes to also that junk food, don't do mindless eating, especially late at night. Snacking while scrolling or eating out of boredom spikes your blood sugar, disrupts sleep, and inflames your gut. So practice intentional eating. Close the kitchen about 2 to 3 hours before bed and prioritize protein, fiber, and healthy fats, and make sure that you hydrate as well with water.
Yeah, I love that. It's so important, right? We talked about inflammation on previous episodes as well of how that is causing us to age quicker as well. Those ultra-processed foods, stay away from them. And I love that my husband mentioned that mindfulness in eating. I believe when we first met, you were like a fast eater. And then like, I was like, let's slow down. And now he like eats slower than I do.
Gotta cherish the food, taste all those flavors, and let your stomach catch up with your brain sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's actually good. I know they hate us at restaurants because we'll like sit down for 2 to 2.5 hours at a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And that waiter's in for a long night with us.
Every time they come back to the table, it's the long sigh of like, oh, are you
done
almost
yet?
Done?
I'm like, nah, still working. Still working.
And then I feel like our friends and family get super annoyed with us as well because they're like all done and we're barely into the meal. So there's something to it though. Try it out next time you guys go out to eat or are eating at home. And then sleeplessness. So sleep is crucial for essential brain functions like cellular repair, memory consolidation, and clearing of those toxins and waste products. So, you know, therefore, having that poor sleep hygiene and unmanaged chronic stress and a lack of meaningful connection, we are getting into aging faster. So sleep is super important. Keep up with your sleep hygiene. And then the other things I mentioned, I believe my husband will go into some more details.
Yeah, just a couple more things. As you mentioned, sleep there. Poor sleep accelerates biological aging, impairs memory, and raises cortisol. Yet many treat sleep like a luxury instead of a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you're treating sleep like a sacred ritual. You gotta cool your room, dim the lights, cut screens 60 minutes before bed. And if you need assistance, some supplements such as magnesium glycinate and glycine can help too. You mentioned the stress,
yeah,
which ages your brain, shortens telomeres and wrecks your immune system, and no being busy isn't like a badge of honor. So make sure that you're taking that time to rest and not just be busy all the time.
Right.
Make sure that you're building those micro recoveries into your day. Breath work, nature walks, journaling, or even 5 minutes of silence is what your nervous system needs sometimes.
And when we talk about stress, we're not talking about, like, you know, I get stressed because I have this meeting coming up, and that's one type of stress, like very specific and very short-lived. It's more of that chronic stress, so every day having stress and continuing to have stress and not doing anything about it.
All right, so just a bit of a recap here. The good news is the body is incredibly adaptive. Breaking a bad habit, and within weeks, you could see lower inflammation, better sleep, improved insulin sensitivity, sharper cognition, and more energy. So start small, start to stack those wins, and don't forget to celebrate them. And remember that aging well is a daily decision that you're making. So the takeaway is here, if you want to age like a superhuman, you've got to act like one. So that includes training your body, feeding your brain, honoring your sleep, managing your stress, and moving with intention. You don't need perfection, you need consistency. And every time you choose a better habit, you are investing in a future that feels vibrant, not just long. So that is what we had for you today. Thank you for tuning in to Superhumanistic. If this episode sparked a habit you're ready to break or build, share it with someone who's on the same path as you. And if you want more science-backed strategies for becoming ageless in spirit and body, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. Until next time, train smart, sleep deep, and stay superhumanistic.
Bye.